Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
All right, let's do it. Good morning. 7:12, Brock, Hunter. 7:12. You know, we'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Going to be wet the next couple days, but then it's turning pretty nice. Like I said, we'll check. It's going to be moist for a day and a half.
You're walking into it. And then walking into
and
it.
And then dry after that. No, don't you dare. Not on Tuesday. Not without my caffeine. It. All right, well then, fine. I'm moving on. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I will equalize you, don't you?
just saying.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump.
That
septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
I was awesome, just saying, you're throwing me an alley-oop, dude, and you're asking me not to dunk it.
You know what? Just don't dunk it. Not today. Not today.
All right. Layup. Yeah. Reverse layup.
Reverse layup. Finger roll. Layup. Oh, what is this? The WNBA, for God's sakes. According to a new study, men find borderline personality disorder traits appealing in women if the woman is physically attractive. In their pursuit of attractive women, it seems men can convince themselves that these traits are, quote, exciting instead of being a problem. Boy, if I that is one of the truest statements I have ever read in my entire life. We've all done it.
You ever see the picture where it's like, it's a picture of the girls and it's like, no boobs, big butt, zero personality. Big butt, big boobs, zero personality. Big butt, big boobs, great personality, crazy.
Exactly.
There's always something, you know?
With you hot chicks out there, you know, we love you to death, but usually with hotness comes craziness. Always. I can't tell you how many women I have been with that I should not have been with because they are just bananas.
See, here's the thing, though. You almost got to put yourself... Yeah, you got to put yourselves in their stilettos. You know, think about it, Brock. Constantly. So you're a 9.8.
Hot.
You're just a smoking bra, right? Your whole life.
Think about it all the time.
Yeah, you your DMs, your messages you probably get as you walk by the street. I mean, you're constantly just getting IF'd all the time. you know, of course they're going to be a little crazy.
I don't know though is it because of that turns them crazy, or are they crazy to begin with?
It's got to get to a point where like it gets too much, where you're just so overconfident, like I can just get any dude I want. This is getting old.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know,
all I know is there have been some long days with some of those crazy broads. But then you come back. I think that's what if I were to go back to young Brock, I would just be like, look, man, I understand. I understand she's hot, but it's going to be such a nightmare down the road. Do you like that shirt? Because it's going to be on fire in about 2 months if you keep it up. All right. Along with the rest of your clothes, it's going to be in a ball of fire on your front yard. If you keep it up, buddy. I know she's hot, but she's going to burn your stuff.
How about those relationships, dude, where the guy's with just a 10 and she's the worst, and you just know that he's just like sticking it out because of that.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course. A man will go to ridiculous lengths and put up with ridiculous amounts of stuff just because the chick is hot. And the ladies know it, too. You ladies know it. You know it is, you got us by the short and curlies because you're hot, and there's nothing we can do about it. All you got to do, you know, flash a little beef, maybe show us some boob, and we're like, all right, here we go.
So you get the dude thinking with the other head. That's what you do, and now you have full control.
It's the classic Robin Williams quote. God gave men a brain and a penis, and only enough blood to use one at a time. And boy, is that the truth.
It is.
Crazy broads. Anyway, ladies, stop being so crazy, all right? Hey, speaking of hot broads, some high-tech sex robots now feature a wireless sensor that responds to human touch by producing lifelike moaning sounds.
God.
Of course, these robots are not cheap. They're priced between $5,000 and $7,500. Come on, round two of the stimulus check. Here we go.
Nightmare fuel. God, can you imagine that lifeless rubber thing over in the corner after you're done with it and something walks by it?
But.
Oh! Get that out of here.
I thought I turned it off.
You know?
But, Hunter, now, here we have a solution to the hot, crazy broads. Here you are with your awesome sex robot that, it looks like pretty much like the real thing. And to be honest, some of the crazy broads I did date did also have that lifeless look in their eyes. So, you know, we have our hot lady that we can just shut off when we don't want to deal with it. Just flip the switch, unplug her.
I can't, you know.
Will you just get on board with the sex robot, for God's sakes?
It's just too lifeless, dude. You look at it, and it's just like, I'm sorry, Brock, but it's a rubber dead body right there. And to me, that's what it is.
Man, eventually we're going to put some AI in there. I'll test one of the first, AI sex robots.
I think the better it gets, the more creepy it gets for me, though. Because it's still not alive. But it's like, it's close, and it's way too close.
Okay, all right, think about this. We're in the future, okay? All right, I'm going to lay out a scenario for you. We're in a future. Sadly, your beautiful wife is no longer there. I don't want to say how, but, you know, you're a lonely man now, and you're looking for companionship. And you meet this lady. It's 2040, if we make it that far. Okay. Boy, we're going to be old at that point. I think we're going to be 70, aren't we? No. We'll be 50.
It's about the right age.
Yeah, whatever. So anyway, so you meet this lady, all right, and you hit it off, all right, and all of a sudden you're in love. Hunter's in love. He's in love. And you're starting to get to know each other. You go on some dates, and it's just things are moving great. You move in, but she goes, Hunter, I need to tell you something. And she looks you in the eyes. She goes, I'm actually a robot. I'm a sex robot. But now you're in love. So what do you do? Do you leave this lady that you have fallen in love with just because she tells you she's a sex robot?
I'll tell you what I do. I'll tell you what I do in this situation. You ever see the end of the movie of Terminator 2 where they lower him down into that lava? That's exactly what I'm going to do to that stupid-ass robot. She's going to give me a thumbs up just like Schwarzenegger did.
See, I don't think you can do it. You're going to be in love. You're going to be in love, and I don't think you're going to be able to. You're not going to be able to pull that lever down and lower her into the flamey hot molten abyss because you're going to. Or you're going to stop halfway through. Like, wait, no, I love you. And then you're going to pull her out, and she's going to be half melted. And, you know.
No, you burn that Skynet chip, dude. You get rid of that thing.
Boy. All right. Well. I don't want you to be all weird when I bring around my sex robot, okay? Can you just act normal when I bring mine around, please?
Here's the thing. All right, if maybe the government hands out sex robots like stimulus checks in the future. You can have mine.
Awesome.
I'll just give it to you. You can have robot threesomes all day long.
Awesome. Yes. And if Kiki's on board, that's a foursome right there, folks.
Oh, boy.
You know, actually, that's the platform I'm running on in 2020 is free sex robots for everybody.
What if she gets one? What if she gets one and it's a dude? How do you feel about that, Brock?
I mean, if I have my sex robot, whatever, we're both happy. We're both happy. She can go hang out with her, you know, her tan ripped Jesus sex robot, and it'll be fine. I shouldn't have said that sentence. I don't know why. I feel like I should not have just said that my wife can hang out with her tan ripped sex robot Jesus.
Yeah, that's a picture in itself right there.
Yeah, hi, Sex Robots Are Us. Do you have the tan ripped Jesus version in stock yet?
Jesus is shaking his head, Brock.
Yeah, that's fine. No, he can have the wounds in his hand. That's fine. The crucifix.
Jesus is up there saying, Brock, you want to burn with the Skynet robot? Is that what you want to do?
You're on the way.
Leave me out of it from now on.
Oh, God. All right. That's your morning dump.